It's Wednesday, November the 27th, and you're tuned in to the Chinnaby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Vince.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, wait, Anthony.
You had me there for a second. I was just like, whoa, are you?
Am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Yeah. I've lost train of thought now.
I really threw you off with that one, eh?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Geek Chic Culture Show. We're talking about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get into it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what we're doing wasting time here when we have a question to chew on.
Do we?
Yeah.
Question says, Paul Chew. What is it about Batman that has allowed him to stand the test of time?
Well, that's a short one. I'm going to have to say the fact that his comics have been consistently good over many years. Like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing about Batman per se where I'm like, yeah, his character design really just, you know.
I want to say it was Adam West.
Yeah, I don't know. Batman has been able to latch on to people through modern culture in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
Right? They have allowed the Batman license to evolve, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay, not evolve. Change in certain Changy. Ways in order to be popular with current times.
Okay.
In the 80s, you have Adam West. Or 70s.
Yeah.
In 2000s, you have Heath Ledger. Current day, you have the Joker, which is like Batman Universe.
Yeah.
Right? I just think DC kind of lets their IP go buck wild, which is either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what movie you're talking about. And with Batman, they usually have really, really consistent writers. Like, even in, was it New 52, when they rebooted their whole universe?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, a lot of their comics weren't received very well. But even Batman was, right? So they're just constantly... It's the thing where it's like the rich get richer, right? Like, Batman somehow got popular when he came out. And then, as he was popular, they kept putting better people on his shit.
Yeah.
Which then made him more popular, which then made him more famous, which then made him more popular.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I would say... I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I'd say the Batmobile. Fuck.
With the jet, like, with the big flame?
Yeah. The Batmobile. The Joker. His rumors about Robin. I think that has kept him just in the spotlight.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's like, it's not just Batman. I think it's everything surrounding Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all know Superman. But who's Superman's villain?
Lex Luthor.
Yes, but I think that's all you can name, right? Like, you can't really
Bizarro
name
Bizarro Superman.
It's easy. Actually, I don't know. I guess with Superman, you only really know like Superman, Lois Lane.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing to mention. Where Batman's supporting cast is strong as fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Robin, Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Catwoman, yeah. Poison Ivy, the Joker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a really good thing. It's that actually might be the answer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Batman by himself is the same character he's been for years.
Yeah.
It's the characters around him that evolve and put him in different situations.
Right.
That
right.
make Batman interesting.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Batman's Batman. Let's just be happy he exists.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The second question is from Brian.
It's time for a Mac attack, baby.
Yeah, he has a Mac attack. Brian says, hello, nerds. About last week's Pokemon question, an American region actually does exist. Well, fuck me. It's called Pokemon Black and White.
Those are the only ones I've never played.
Same.
I own White and White 2.
Oh, really?
But I don't... I've never played them. Like, I...
Yeah, a.k.a. Unova, a.k.a. the Big Apple itself, New York, with a roasted pork, grassy snake, and wet otter for the starters.
Wow.
I remember the pork. Yeah, I remember the pork.
Oh, the spicy pork?
Yeah. For this week's question, if you have to move right now, would you choose to move to a rural area where you will have to travel a couple hours to get to a city center, but you have the comfort of spaciousness, wilderness, and quietness, or the city center where you have the convenience of transit, experience, different cultures and foods, but less space to live in. Let's also say in this scenario, you're able to find a good, well-paying job for both areas.
So money being the same, current status.
Yes.
Where are you living?
I want to quantify here. He's saying that if we live in the country, the job we have is out in the country and it pays amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I feel it's like, okay, let's just say you work remotely in both positions. I think in my current situation, I would have to choose the city.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily the one I want to be in.
Well, so obviously there's a couple other quantifiers here that you're hinting at.
Yeah.
So what are they?
So finding a wife. Just getting certain experiences out of my system before I get old.
Yes.
Being able to experience those different cultures and stuff, right? Just the general social aspects of being alive. I don't think I'm at the point yet where I'm ready to live my rural mountain lifestyle.
Yes.
And a lot of that honestly has only come within a couple years.
Yeah.
If you asked me like 5 years ago, mm-hmm. where would I want to live? I'd be like fucking in the forest because nothing matters, man.
Yeah.
Right. But now I'm just like, oh, I got a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Like I kind of want to do this stuff I've been missing out on.
I hear you.
Right. But definitely when I get older, I definitely want that, like, just fuck off, don't bother me, mm-hmm. rural lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have to agree with what you're saying, yeah. Just based on where I am right now, it's like, yeah. I know I'm 31, and 31 is, well, not, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's still more on the young side than the old side.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely feel like, while I still am single and I still have the time to just enjoy doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
And while you have the energy and body to do what you
exactly.
want to do.
Exactly. Like, I might as well live in the city where it's a bit more hectic and a bit more intensive. Yeah. And, yeah, definitely the social aspect is huge. Like, I don't know if I... we were talking about this at work the other day, and it's like, it's not really about the qualifications or the skills that you have, or, like, it is. But, like, on some level, like, your team is built upon the social dynamics of you guys, right? And, mm-hmm. like, for half the reason I enjoy going to work is just the people I get to work with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and, like, if I lived out in the rural area with nothing, I think I definitely feel like I would need a family or something.
Yeah, you need something there to offset the fact that you're in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you have a pet bear.
Mm-hmm. I mean... I don't know if it's...
If you live in the wilderness, you get a magical talking animal.
We're making it sound like you're living in the middle of fucking nowhere, but I think what he really means...
But he said, like, it's a couple... I'm going to say 2 hours.
To like get from to the a big city. From the big city.
To get to a city center.
Oh, I didn't realize it was like that.
He said city center. So I'm gonna let's give him the benefit of the doubt and let's say a big city.
Yeah.
Right? That's still a 2-hour drive. You got to go there for a reason. Mm-hmm. That's not a place where you're like, especially where we live.
Yeah.
There's no public transit that does that.
Yeah.
Right. You got to drive with a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just going to be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Toronto today.
Yeah.
It's like, no, bitch. You live so far away.
Yeah.
You own a gas guzzling pickup truck because you live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Then easier. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. I would pick the city.
Yeah. In my current state, uh-huh. yeah, I definitely do want that rural lifestyle later on in life. I want that wood-burning fireplace. I want to cut wood in my backyard.
I don't even know if I want to... Like, I'm trying to think if there's a time in my life that I can think of where that is an option that I would enjoy.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to be, like, retired.
Yeah,
like,
that's what we're talking about.
Like, it's, like, beyond... Like, it's, like, after my family's grown up.
Yeah, your kids have moved on.
yeah, more or less.
Yeah. You're mad at them because they married robots.
Yeah.
And you're like, this shit ain't natural.
Yeah. and then they had some cyborg babies.
Yeah. Somehow they got pregnant and the baby has like robot eyes but human legs.
Yeah. Just the most perfect child.
You're not supposed to be able to choose your baby's eye color. Jamiroquai was right.
But yeah, no, so I think for sure. The city for now.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Yeah, I'd be there. Yeah, luckily currently we live close enough to, and we live in a city where there's things happening, right? But.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how you're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, our city. Yeah. Such a great place.
Honestly, it's not that bad. It could be significantly worse.
You're right. We could be living somewhere worse.
We could be living in London.
It could be. Shit. Could be Kitchener.
We could be in Oshawa. Ooh. We could be in Ajax.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, thank you for the question. Yeah, that's where we'd be. We'd be in the city. Ask us again in 5 years if either of us are married.
I think 5 years is too short of a time span.
Yeah.
For that answer to change.
You wouldn't switch it to like suburbs?
To the I don't ever like pure burbs. I never want to live in suburbs.
All right, Anthony, you got a wife, two kids on the way.
Yeah.
You in the city?
I'm just on the outskirt. Right? I've seen pure suburbs. When we drive out to Markham, like that is pure sub. We're in like Mississauga. That is pure suburbs.
Yeah.
That seems boring as fuck.
Oh, absolutely.
I would want to blow my fucking brains out. Like, unless I move next to you, I don't want to deal with any of the people that would move to that situation. Be like, hey, Anthony, your grass is getting a little long there. You might want to cut it. You're bringing down property value. Fuck you, John. You fucking anal asshole. Go cheat on your wife some more. Fuck you.
Oh, but that could be so much fun.
No.
All right. Well,
I don't want to deal with those people. Like, I am definitely not like alternative by any means.
Yeah.
But I definitely could not deal with the, oh man, it's really hot today, eh? How's it going? Like that fucking lifestyle. Some dude's dad wearing a fucking plaid button up with checkered shorts.
I mean, that could be your life.
I don't need that in my life, Vince. I want to be the cool dad who's just slightly irresponsible.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Yeah, Brian, right back in 5 years.
We'll let you know when I'm living in the burbs, yeah, apparently. Yeah. The fuck?
I'm just saying, like, this podcast has been going on for almost 10 years.
Yeah. We've almost hit the mark.
Think about where you were 5 years ago, Anthony. Think about it.
I was in a dark place.
But it feels like a long time ago. Like, it does. Many things have changed.
It does.
Think about what happened in 5 years from now.
I want to make a pact. If I A, move to the suburbs, and B, become that person, shoot me. Just take me out back. Just old Yeller right in the face.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll find a lawyer and I'll have a legal contract that allows you to murder me.
I don't know if I could take your child, make your child fatherless.
My child deserves a better father than that. That's all I gotta say. Aww. He does not deserve, he or she does not deserve some lame fuck.
Well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed the answer.
Ugh. I really hope I don't become that person.
We always become everything we hate.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. I started saying bro ironically last year. And now I just say bro unironically.
Will you say that?
Sometimes I'm just like, damn, bro, that sucks. But it's like unironically, I'm like, fuck.
Like to other dudes?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Who are you? Not even I say that.
Yeah, sometimes it's very rare, but sometimes I catch myself. I'm just like, damn, bro, that sucks.
I only ever say that ironically to girls, but like.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Like when they're like, they got stressed and going, I'm like, damn, bro, sucks to be you.
Sucks to suck. I don't know what to say.
Sucks to suck. Oh, man. All right. Thanks for writing in, Brian.
Thank you.
Time for picks of the week. I think we got to start off with the big, heavy mother trucker.
This was an announcement. Oh, definitely.
This was definitely an announcement.
This is definitely an announcement.
Yeah. Tesla. Ugh. They've been talking about it for a while, but they had an event, and Elon Musk came out and said, yo, Cybertruck. And Elon Musk has, or Tesla have announced the latest in their vehicle lineup, and it's a pickup truck. All electric, but it looks like it's straight out of Blade Runner. In fact, it looks like it's from the Super Nintendo game Super FX, that racing game.
This car is low poly.
Yes.
This car runs on vector graphics.
I mean, it's got some mad aliasing, but yes, definitely low
poly. It's got the hardest jaggies.
Yes.
Oh my god.
It is.
This car is 4 polygons.
Wow. It's like when
I love it.
No, it's pretty cool.
I don't listen. I know
it's that polarizing.
The people are fucking shitting on this car.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the look of this car. I'm gonna pull up a great picture that I just remembered right now. But yeah, like the whole low poly look. This thing's gotta be aerodynamic as fuck. It's just one line. Can you get more aerodynamic than being one line?
No, you can't.
Fuck you, F1 cars. Oh, I can't find it. But basically, they took the back of the truck and then just put PS1 Lara Croft on the back. So it's her boobs are the back of the truck.
Oh. Yeah, I saw a lot of mock-ups, and the one I liked was the Halo, the Warthog, because it looks just like that.
Uh-huh.
What it actually is very reminiscent of is the DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
I
can see that. Yeah.
It's like it's a stainless steel, angular machine. I mean, it definitely looks like it looks like what the 80s thought the future would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely the Cybertruck, the cyberpunk truck. It's so cool.
This cool. Car can go into Cyberpunk 2099 or whatever the fuck that game is.
Yeah.
And it would fit in perfectly.
Yeah. The only thing... No. So the couple things about the car is like it's like super fast. It's got good towing capacity. It's supposed to be indestructible.
And until. You throw a ball bearing at it.
Yes. But I mean, I'm sure they'll fix it in post.
They did not. They left it live.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they'll fix it for the final release.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll fix it for the final release. But that was funny.
Yeah.
All right. Try and break this window. Breaks. Fuck.
Yeah. So, So they have like a lot of shots of it, like just driving around and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looks great. But I gotta say, I need that thing like rusted. I want like a patina on it. I don't want it looking like.
That rolled cold steel.
Yeah, like I don't want that launch model. Like, give me it a year later.
I want the version that was sent into the vacuum of space, and then it came back kind of fucked up, and then that's the thing. Yeah,
but because it was indestructible, it just looks fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the one I want.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like space moon rocks on it.
Yeah. But yeah, it starts at about 40K American, which seems pretty reasonable for a truck.
It just shoots the fuck up. It
goes up to 80. So.
That's like 200,000 Canadian.
It must be.
So what is it? They have a 500-mile
range
on it
on the $80,000
on the $80,000 ones, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then the regular one is just 250, and then there's a mid-tier one, which is whatever.
But also, they made an ATV.
They did,
and then the ATV. Also electric.
Yeah.
You can put it to the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Hook it in for like load safety, but also charge your ATV off your truck's battery.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That's the only thing that would make that crazier if he was like, oh, by the way, this ATV, touch charging. Like the floor is.
Oh, like it's like a giant chi pad?
Yeah. Like the floor is charging your ATV.
How sick would it be if it was like just throw your smartphone on the truck?
Yeah, just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be sick.
Yeah. Some sort of health risk, but sure.
Whatever. Who cares? I'm charging my phone on my truck.
Yeah, but I wonder how much that would eat into your truck's life, though.
It depends on, obviously, the battery.
Like that's definitely something you should only do if you buy the 500 mile topper.
Yeah,
because if you buy that 250 mile truck, I don't know.
My new goal is a Cybertruck, right? Mm. I now have three. Okay, so now I have three tiers of cars that are my dream cars.
Okay,
the lower end now Cybertruck.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
middle tier GTR.
Okay. Okay.
High end that I'll never ever buy in my life.
Yeah.
Pagani.
Wow. Okay.
I want that Pagani, baby.
Wow. Just all Italian.
Yeah, I want that all Italian, baby.
But you want like the, you don't want like the, like you're like, you're like, no, I don't want that mozzarella that everyone has.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. I want that aged Asiago.
Yeah, you want the Italian that only the real Italians know.
That's what I want, baby.
Okay. Okay. I see. Okay. Cybertruck, you can go and buy, order one. I put down an order.
You put down an order for a Cybertruck?
Yeah.
What?
It was $150.
To put down an order?
Yeah.
What are you going to do if you can get it?
I'm going to sell my spot.
Oh, you sneaky snake.
Yeah.
You sneaky snake. How dare you?
Well, why not?
How dare
you? Why not? It's fully refundable.
How dare you?
Why?
Because people want that car and will be willing to buy that car. And you're here wasting people's time. You're a ticket scalper.
I just want a cool grand, that's all.
You're a ticket scalper.
I just... Listen, anybody can do it. Anybody with the means can do it.
$150.
Yeah, man. That's like my... That's a pair of shoes.
All right, I just did it.
Okay, so we're in this together. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to split one Cybertruck.
Okay.
I could sell my Mazda to cover the cost, right? It's only 11 years old.
Yeah, you could probably get 150 for that.
It's a reliable car.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So that was that. And on the other automotive end of the spectrum, the Grand Tour is back, but they don't have cars this time. They've got boats. And it's part of their season 4, which is specifically special adventures only.
Okay.
And they've got to cross the Mekong River
in a boat.
Three boats.
These guys don't drive boats.
No. But it's the shenanigans. It's three old dudes.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Where is this river again? Where is it located?
Mekong?
The Mekong
Mekong Delta?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Great question.
I don't want to say, like, I just don't want to say generic third world Asian country name.
Southern Vietnam.
Okay, it was Vietnam. I was right.
Yeah.
But yeah, their Vietnam episode when they're on the motorbikes. That's my favorite special.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic special.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited they're going back to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
I just don't know how they're gonna handle boats.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Right? Also, I don't have Amazon Prime, so I can't watch the show.
Okay. Neither do I. We'll see what happens.
Maybe someone will send us a copy. That'd be the next level.
Maybe, yeah.
Signed by Jeff Bezos.
Oh, well. Yeah, let's give him a call.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I'm ruining the retail market, but guys, I need to give you, need to take a break to give you guys this grand tour.
Okay. Well, anyways, those are my picks.
Keeping it on the car front, Lewis Hamilton has teamed up with Gran Turismo Sport.
To be fair, he's been sponsored by Gran Turismo for years now.
He has, it's true.
Yeah.
But he's teaming up again.
Okay.
And there is currently a Lewis Hamilton time trial challenge. Ugh. Where you have to beat Lewis Hamilton's time trial times.
Yeah.
In a Mercedes supercar.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't do that. I'm not good enough at those games.
See, the thing is, like, I've done all these, like, things. And the times that they supposedly set aren't actually that great.
Are they not?
No.
You think that he just did like three races and was like, I guess I'll take that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean he's not sitting there like a true gamer?
No. No, he's not.
Wow.
Like some of the time, like they're pretty...
Verstappen would. Verstappen would sit there like a true gamer.
Yeah, I guess.
And he'd be like, this score is unbeatable. Fuck you. Like,
yeah. And then he'd get beaten and be like, what the fuck?
Fuck, these fucking hackers.
Fucking nerds. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So cool. You think it's beatable?
Yeah.
As someone who just bought this game.
I think it's beatable.
Because it was $10.
I think it's beatable.
All right. I'm going to go into it.
Because I think what you have to remember, too, is he has to drive a car that he's never driven.
True
that
fact.
He doesn't know of.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's got to sit there for days perfecting it.
Yeah.
It is more or less jump in, see what you got.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Next up, let's before I get to games, let's talk about game news. So currently Twitch is not under fire, but it's kind of, they're trying to do some shady shit.
Yeah.
So on Twitch, there's a thing known as view botting. And it's not, you can't do it. It's basically getting a bunch of bots to make a bunch of accounts.
Yeah.
And watching someone stream.
Yes.
And people would say, why is that beneficial? Well, A, you get a big fucking viewer count and it pushes you to the top of whatever game or whatever you're doing. Right. Next up is that all those bots watch ads, right?
Yeah.
And when those bots watch an ad, that counts, depending on your channel, that counts as revenue towards you.
Yes.
Right? So you're stealing money from the company because they're not legitimate ads and they're not legitimate viewers. Mm-hmm. So what has happened recently is Twitch is kind of view botting, but not really. So what they've been doing is in certain websites, they've been changing up their ads. So instead of having like here's like a little commercial or here's a banner or here's something like that, they've just been embedding streams into websites. And this has caused certain streamers to have insanely inflated viewer count numbers.
So you're talking about like when you go to a website and there's a video that just autoplays?
Yes.
Oh, that's shady
as it's fuck. Shady as fuck. So there's this guy Lyric,
I hate it when news outlets do that.
Yeah, Saqib Zahid, I think his name is. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I butchered that name. He's one of the biggest people on Twitch, especially with the recent people leaving. He has about 2.5 million followers. He's massive. The other day, I was watching his stream, and he had 90,000 concurrent viewers for playing a UFC game.
Huh.
And I'm like, there's no fucking way this person has this many viewers, right? And I go into the like the channel viewers, look in, and it's like, okay, there's nothing here where it's like there's no repeating patterns of username, so it couldn't be that. And it's this. What they're doing is they're going on sites like Reddit, a lot of like fandom sites, game like stuff like GameFAQs, stuff like that, where they autoplay videos. And while those people are looking at it, they will get a Twitch stream playing within the page. Even if they're not watching it, because they're a visitor to that page, it counts as a view. So this is one of those things where it's like, if Twitch does it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if someone else does it, it's not. Right?
Yeah.
I don't
feel about that.
I guess they can because like they're planning to eat the loss because this is their strategy, right?
Yeah.
The thing that's shady here is that now they can use these numbers in things like annual reports, stockholder reports.
Or when they when do like partnership deals.
Yeah, partnership deals, right? They're like, oh look, like Lyric got
he
got 90K concurrent viewers. Like we're crushing the competition, blah, blah, blah. That's some shady shit. And I think it all has to do with them coming under fire by losing streamers to Facebook and Mixer.
Yeah.
It's such a shady business tactic. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, there's a whole article on Kotaku about it. It's a very good read. Mm-hmm. Highly recommended. Just like the new shady business tactics that internet-based businesses can quote-unquote get away with.
Right? Baby, that's business.
It's fucking garbage.
Yeah, but Anthony, what's the story here? Can you build me a story?
Let me tell, how many concurrent viewers are we getting per month?
I mean,
Q1 were low numbers.
The amount of times I hear that in my day.
Well, Q1.
No, they were just like, what's the story here? How can I build a story? I'm like, fucking shoot me.
That sounds so lame.
Oh, that is the world we live in.
I want to die.
Yes.
So yeah, I guess fucking fuck.
Right. Fucking fuck, yes. Yeah.
Another recent one is another Twitch leaving person. So arguably biggest or second biggest Hearthstone streamer, Disguised Toast.
Yeah.
Actually from Toronto.
Yeah.
He has left Twitch to go to Facebook streaming, Facebook gaming. And I think that the funny thing here is the internet and like people commenting on the story and stuff. They're all like, what a fucking idiot. Oh my God. Facebook? I'm not going there, you fucking nerd. Like, who's going to do that? And I'm just like, y'all are so stupid.
Yeah.
Because the thing is like, A, no one platform starts big. Even Facebook, when they're getting into a new area, sure, mm-hmm. they have an advantage of money, but they definitely don't start big.
Yeah.
But they have taken one of arguably the smartest streamers on that platform to exclusivity. And I'm sure it's not just to promote numbers. They're going to mine that kid for data.
Yeah.
On how to run a streaming platform. That's a smart move.
Hmm.
That I thought of that like just kind of after the initial like, oh shit, they took him. And I was like, that's a good business move right there. Right. It's just a really interesting thing to add on to all the moves that have been happening over at Mixer as well. Other than that, Kotaku also had another article. This was by Brian Ashcraft. He's the Japanese correspondent over at Kotaku. The Nikkei, the Japanese news website, recently posted a clip where they basically did like a test of what a pro FPS player sees and what a amateur FPS player sees. And they literally see differently.
What their eyes are doing?
Yeah, what their eyes are doing and what their focus is happening on. And so what you see is where an amateur, let's start with amateur, they're always looking around everywhere for tons of threats, right? And the only time they really ever focus is if they get a real good head start on seeing the enemy or if they're dead.
Mm.
And their focus is not on the enemy, it's on their dead body,
mm-hmm.
right? Where a pro gamer, they're always looking very tightly in one area because they know like around this corner, the danger spots are like this window and this hallway. So when they turn there, they're focused on those danger spots. And that way they have less eye distance to travel to recognize a threat.
Mm.
And then better reaction time by like fractions of a second in order to get a kill.
Uh-huh.
But as we all know in Call of Duty, it's all you need, baby. You need that fraction of a second.
Yeah.
And this is just eyesight. But it's crazy because they have eye trackers on these people. They use like these infrared glasses.
Wow.
And it allows you to see where they focus, how long they focus for, and the path they travel to go from one point to the other.
Yeah.
It's super interesting. It's really cool just to see. It's almost like an analysis of esports athletes. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know when, so I don't know if you watch football at all. But during training camp and stuff like that, they sometimes do a, was it 20-yard dash, 30-yard, 40-yard dash? Some sort of yard dash.
Yeah.
And they compare players and they like put ghost images of each player and they overlap them to see how fast they are. But sometimes they do it like, here's our commentator running the dash.
Right.
And here's how many times he beats him doing this before he reaches the end.
Yeah.
And so they're basically doing that. They're like taking the sports analysis approach to esports. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. What do you call that eye tracking thing? I saw something similar for Formula One.
Yeah.
Where they took like a journalist and put him in the car. And he drove around the track, and they tracked his eyes, and then they took the actual driver.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing. Like, the amateurs are very much looking at everything that's really up close to them.
Yeah.
Like, in the foresight, and they're looking around.
Mm-hmm.
But the professionals are just in the distance.
Yeah, they're zoned in on the
edge. And they're like, where's the next corner? And that's where their eye is. That's it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then on to video game news. Stygian Zenogre is back.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. Was he from Monster Hunter 4?
Three?
Was it three portable? Three ultimate?
Four.
Four?
Four ultimate.
Four. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stygian Zenogre is back. He's looking like a mean ass motherfucker. Free update, baby.
Looking like an asshole.
He looks like an asshole. He's charging with thunder and then doing a drill move on you. Yeah. Like, this guy looks like a dick.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed at how easy Rajang was, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So hopefully Stygian Zenogre does some more interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks cool. December 5th is coming out.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the biggest news in the gaming sphere is Half-Life's back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But not with Gordon Freeman, and it's not Half-Life 3.
Oh, shit.
Because it's Half-Life Alyx. It's Half-Life VR.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of the exact reaction I had. So Half-Life Alyx is a prequel to Half-Life 2, I believe.
So not Half-Life 1.
Not Half-Life 1, Half-Life 2. Is it Half-Life 1?
No, I mean like...
The prequel. It's Half-Life 1.5.
Okay, that's what I want to get
From what I can gather, it's Half-Life... I thought you were trying to say that you knew it was a prequel to Half-Life 1.
No.
Okay. No, it's Half-Life 1.5.
Okay.
And you're playing as Alyx. You're trying to save your dad from City 17 evil organization.
Yes.
The G-Man's there. Yeah, but the whole thing here is that it's in VR. You have the detached hands. They're doing lots of crazy shit to try and immerse you in a world. There was a scene where she moved a bunch of canned goods from a shelf to find bullets in the back, and then it like manually reloaded a gun to do all that stuff. And it seems like they're going full on, like, we need to have this immersive experience. The kicker, though, is that if you want that experience, VR's still $1,000.
Yeah, it is.
And also, you need a room for it now. Because most VR is if you want the true experience.
Oh, that's true. You do
need a room. You gotta do room scale.
Yeah.
Right? You need to set up, like, a space where you can do that shit. The upside to this is that you can get Half-Life Alyx for free. If you buy Valve's VR set station.
Oh my god.
So just spend 11,000 Canadian or 1,100 Canadian. And you can get a $70 game for free.
I think I read a stat saying that like 90% of PC users can't play this game.
Yeah. For as much as AMD's been in the news about like brand new processors and shit like that, what really hindered graphics card buying was Bitcoin for a while.
Yeah.
And it just absolutely increased the price of graphics cards for the longest time. And only recently have prices been leveling out.
Yeah.
But yeah, most people's computer cannot handle VR. My computer that I bought 2 years ago now, three years ago now, I spent like too much money on that computer. But also, I think it's like just above the specs to play this game.
Yeah.
Right? I can still play these VR games on a 1080, but a 1080 is still like $400 to $500 for a card.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's not even going up to like the 2080s and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you can find like a good one. This is like the strongest power move.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, hey, people are leaving Steam to go to Epic Game Store to use Origin to play Apex, to do whatever. And we need something.
Yeah.
The game doesn't look early by any means.
No, it looks pretty fine.
It looks very good.
Yeah.
It's just that the timing of it seems very reactionary to the things that Epic Game Store has been doing. And it's like the craziest power move to expect your consumer base to shell out $1,000 on top of their $2,000 PC that you is required for you to play this game.
Yeah.
And then charge $70 for it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something else. It's almost like I guess this is the classic like situation where the guy at the top just gets so comfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
It's what Sony did with the PS2 and PS3.
Yeah.
They're just like, we don't need to do shit. Let's just do some wild shit. It's $700.
Yeah. And now that they're on a slow decline, they're like, shit, we got nothing in the pipeline. What about this VR game we've been
doing? Yeah. What's going on?
I bet you know. Yeah.
Like, don't get us wrong. We understand that Valve is still far and away the biggest digital seller of games.
Yeah.
Right? Steam is still the numero uno platform to beat. But they're feeling the pressure by the alternatives.
Yeah. And they're just trying to get out of it ahead of it before it actually becomes a real scenario.
Yeah. And this is also like brought up the interesting thing to me of like virtual storefronts are weird.
What do you mean?
In terms of, let's just like only keep it at video games.
Yeah.
Right. The reason console wars can be so very jarring is because each console will normally try and do its own thing. Recently, Xbox and PlayStation have been the same, and then Nintendo goes off and does its own wild shit. But with digital stuff, like like a Steam storefront or an Epic storefront, there's never really a reason good enough for you to switch, right? Unless you're like Epic and you're just buying up exclusives and getting free, giving out free shit every week.
Yeah.
If I'm a Steam user, even like a free game a week for 6 months, like that's not going to convince me to move over, right? There's no real crazy incentive to let someone make someone change. Whereas like if you had a console, you could be like, oh, Sony's fucking crazy. And they're like, hey, we got this 6-core processor. It's wild, but also pay me $800.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's why Xbox took that, right? Like there can be major swings in product releases, but software can be updated so fast that it makes it naturally makes a market stagnant.
Yeah.
It's weird. Mm. Right? This is like a new frontier of business that we've never had to deal with before.
Yeah. It all hinges on Windows.
It all hinges on Windows.
Yeah. It's weird. It's definitely weird. It's like, I guess if, I guess, yeah, the only weird thing, like, it'd be like if we all were forced to drive the same car, but now it was a tire war or like,
oh yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like, or what's the engine you're going to put in there? But like, yeah,
you have, everyone gets the same frame,
yeah,
but you can put in a different engine.
Yeah.
Right. It's fucking weird. This like new business landscape is super weird. You can even extrapolate this out to online shopping, right? You can just be like, yeah, everyone uses Amazon because they got big first.
Yeah.
And then because it's a digital storefront, there's no reason to move.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's your incentive to going to another website? Nothing.
Yeah. For sure. No, I hear you. I get it.
It's weird.
Makes sense.
There's a lot of hiccups that will come in the coming years in terms of digital storefronts. Yeah. But it just got me thinking about that. And yeah, I don't know. But also, I don't think I'm going to be playing this new Half-Life game for years and years to come. Like,
yeah, I don't think so either. I won't. I don't have a PC, though.
True, you don't. I do. Hmm. And I tried VR. It's cool.
It's not, we're not there yet. It's not
$1,000 cool.
We're not there yet.
I don't know. I'm disappointed, honestly.
I'm indifferent. I'm just like, eh. I don't know. I think, I like, it's tough to say, like, do people, like, VR aside, is the care for Half-Life still great?
This is where the test will be.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people who love Half-Life, who still to this day say Half-Life 2 is one of the greatest PC games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't follow that sentiment.
Yeah.
But I there are those diehard fans, and they're all a bunch of
Half-Life 2 is a long time ago.
It's a long fucking time ago. And honestly, in my opinion, it has not held up very well.
No, it hasn't.
But yeah, like they couldn't even do like a Half-Life Episode 3.
Yeah.
So they're just allergic to the number 3.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, it's weird because the kids who are playing games now, like, obviously don't play yet. Don't give a shit about Half-Life.
They have no clue what Half-Life is, even.
I know, and I know there's the, I mean, obviously we are proof of the demographic still exists for this kind of stuff, because like we still look at like shit like Kingdom Hearts and get excited.
Yeah.
But I think the difference with that is they've kept themselves with it, like, in the space.
They've kept their games at $70. Well, their game is like Kingdom Hearts 3 was not $1,070.
No, but I mean like Kingdom Hearts they've been around on different platforms.
Oh, okay. They've also kept themselves like, relevant within. Yeah.
Whereas fair. Half-Life has more or less disappeared.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know. Like I can't think of anything else from that time or that era or that long ago where I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love a new one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So or where I'd care enough to be like, oh yeah, bring it back. You know, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. There you go.
Yeah, it's a cool announcement, but it's also a disappointing one because I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
Unless someone invites me over. I'm like, hey, can I just use your VR set for 3 days? Like,
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, those are my picks. Those are my picks.
Okay, let's go into weeks. Mine's relatively short.
Okay.
It's more or less just watching more of the stuff that I've been watching. So Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh yeah, you're on like episode 10.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's pretty good.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Highly recommended.
I do like it.
You know what else is a good show? Now that you're taking recommendations?
No, I'm not taking recommendations.
One Piece.
Woo, baby. Who, like, you could have said anything, but except only... I would have accepted Hunter x Hunter. But
Hunter x Hunter is very good.
But not One Piece.
I tried to shoot for the moon.
I know. I don't know what the fuck. You saw the slightest of gaps, yeah. And you're like, I'm going to ram myself through it. And I'm like,
hey, Luffy's pretty cool. You should totally watch the show. Oh my God, it's really awesome.
Get out of here. No, I did that. And then I watched more... Oh, The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's been consistently good.
So episode 3 came out. And episode 3, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I'm like, okay, I can get past the... Like, not that I can get past Goofus, but, like, I accept it. Now mm-hmm. I understand what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's good. It's it doesn't do anything out, like, innovative or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a really... It's like a classic story being told. And you're like, I kind of know where all the story beats are. And yeah. Like, but it's just fun to see it all happen. I'll lay it out for you. It's a guy and a kid on the run against the world. It's
The Last of Us.
More or less.
Okay.
More or
less. And the kid is Baby Yoda.
Yes, but it's not zombies, it's just bounty hunters.
Which they might as well be zombies, man. They're just taking orders, bro. They're just taking orders, bro.
So yeah, no, it's
a servant to the almighty dollar, man. Oh
shit.
Sorry, the almighty credit.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what it is, and it's the most recent episode has been really good. I've enjoyed it. I think that's it. You know, My Hero continues, Fire Force continues.
I gotta catch up on that show still. Fuck.
Yeah, I think that's all I've really been up to, like, other than just, you know, social responsibilities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really it.
Okay. I've been doing a couple new things. I've been playing more Death Stranding, but I'll save that till the end. I started playing Pokemon Red.
Red though.
Yeah, like red, like the original.
Red.
Not fire red, just red.
Ooh.
I've been taking my Game Boy Color with me.
Okay.
On the train to work.
Yep.
I've just been playing Red.
Why?
Everyone's playing the new Pokemon, and I don't want to spend $90 on a new Pokemon.
I bought the new Pokemon.
You bought the new... Which one did you buy?
No, I didn't buy it for me. I bought Sword.
You didn't buy it for you.
No, we had like a... My work sponsored a family, and the kid wanted Pokemon, so I bought Pokemon.
Charity?
Yeah.
You're better than this. You're better than helping out the less fortunate, Vince. Listen, you should be looking down upon them in disgust.
Okay. There was incentive.
Okay.
It was dinner from the CEO at a really, really fancy restaurant.
There's no such thing as a selfless good deed.
It was dinner for two.
Joey was right.
It was dinner for two, and I was like, fuck, I need this. Because I was like, you know what? I could spend up to $500 on this gift, and I would still make out better.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But there you go.
Okay.
I lost, by the way, so I'm out 90 bucks.
Ooh, get fucked.
Hope you enjoy, kid.
You could have been playing Pokemon.
I could have.
You could have been playing Pokemon. So yeah, I just didn't want to spend $90 on a new Pokemon. So I've been playing Red. I went back to the classic.
Blue owner over here.
I was also a blue owner. That's why I'm playing red now.
Oh.
Is because I played blue originally. But I did start with a Squirtle.
That's like sacrilege, but okay.
I know.
Charmander's on your fucking game cart.
I started with a Squirtle. I couldn't do it.
You don't want to go hard mode?
I couldn't at the beginning? Fuck no. Oh my God. You want
to scratch that Onix to death?
No, I don't. So now that I... Because there's like no grass type Pokemon.
No, you have to get the Caterpie, and you have to get it to Butterfree.
All the way to get Absorb?
Yeah.
Oh my God, fuck that. So yeah, I picked Squirtle so I can get through Brock easy. Yeah, I forgot how both fast and slow that game is at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Like, going from gym to gym, insanely quick.
Yeah.
Leveling up multiple Pokemon, insanely slow.
Yes.
Because I was like, man, I need a Beedrill. I need a Beedrill real bad. So I would start my level 3 Beedrill and then switch to Squirtle and then beat a Pokemon. And then switch back to Squirtle.
You're in red. You don't have Caterpie.
I know.
Oh, get fucked.
Yeah, I would have been extra fucked if I took Charmander. So yeah,
You didn't get the Pikachu?
I didn't find one. I got tired of looking for it, so I just skipped it.
Not that he would have helped you at the rock gym.
No, he might have helped me with Misty, but so yeah, I so far I have two badges. I've caught maybe 20 Pokemon. And I've fucking forgotten these early games. Oddish is busted.
Yeah, Oddish is good.
Oddish is fucking... I upgraded him to a Gloom.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get Oddish and Cerulean before you get Bill.
Yeah.
And he just fucking destroys.
Yeah.
He absorbs everything to death.
Yep.
Because all the trainers there are either normal type Pokemon or rock.
Yeah.
So you're doing super effective to rock and you're just leveling him up like crazy. Then he learns three powders in a row. Yeah. Poison powder, stun powder, sleep powder. Sleep powder is busted. Oh my god.
It's annoying as fuck.
I went into Cerulean Gym.
Yeah.
Four levels under leveled.
Yeah.
I beat them all in one run, no Pokus Center.
Yeah.
It's just sleep powder, absorb, absorb, absorb. Sleep powder, absorb, absorb, yeah, absorb.
I forgot that in the first games, like, if you put a Pokemon to sleep, you can still hit them.
It's fuck, like, they don't wake up when they're...
Yeah.
You're just beating a sleeping person. It's like if I put you into a coma and I took a baseball bat to your legs.
Yeah, like, I don't... They fixed it in the new games.
Yeah.
But...
Powders are busted in this game. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, yo, Starmie? Sorry. Like, you don't get a turn. He was asleep for six turns. I swear to God. Yeah. I thought the max was five, but I swear to God it was six.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just utterly destroyed them. Yeah. Oh, man. And playing this game now that I'm older, and I'm not just like, Squirtle's the only Pokemon I need. I can just do him the whole way game. It's like, no, man.
You need all of them.
You need all of them, and you can flex. Like, you can just destroy people.
Yeah.
Like, I got to face Lieutenant Surge next.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Graveler.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a day. Like... That's all I'm going to do.
And that's Pokemon.
That's Pokemon, man. I'm being reminded of some really annoying shit. Like, again, no XP share.
You get that at the end of the game.
Do you?
Not the end of the game, but you get it. Who gives you it? Shit, you get it somewhere in the game. Yeah.
In red?
Yeah, it's towards the very end.
I never remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess if it's in there. Your items just being all one long ass list.
Oh, yeah, there's no folders.
Yeah, and it's in order of what you pick them up in. So it'll be like town map potion TM, escape rope Pokeball TM.
Yeah,
like, and they're like, what is all this? You can't see the TM moves unless you load them. What else is there? Yeah, just generally Pokemon switching stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just a lot of annoying shit that is very early RPG, right? But there is a lot of stuff where if I think back at, like, the time this game was made, it was very innovative for what it's trying to do. Like, bro, I can walk up a set of stairs without having to press stairs in the menu. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Right? Just little things like that. So, yeah, I just got through Mount Moon. I beat Misty, and I just walked into Vermilion City.
On the road to Vermilion City.
I'm debating starting up Blue.
Why?
And playing that game until I get to where I am now.
Why?
So then I can trade over a Pokemon from Red that has Surf.
Oh, fuck.
And then going to the truck in the SSN.
Why? Are you trying to get that Mew?
I'm trying to get that Mew, baby. Gotta get that. Yo, did you hear there's a Blue Pikachu?
Oh.
You hear there's a Blue Pikachu.
Why don't you just play Yellow?
Because I can't. My parents gave away my Yellow.
Oh,
I cannot.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, you know, there's like.
If I had the option, I'd be playing Yellow. I'm not a savage.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But this was in the portion of my life where my parents gave away my Pokemon Yellow and my foil first edition Charizard.
Damn, that sucks.
It sucks, dick. So yeah, but I'm having a great time, actually. I gotta find my SP, because I gotta play it on the SP. I can't play it on this color anymore.
Oh,
because there's no backlight.
I was gonna say.
I can't find my Wurmlite. If I could find the Wurmlite, different story.
Oh yeah, I guess you use SP. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I gotta find that SP. but I'm actually having a pretty good time.
But yo, the SP doesn't have a headphone jack.
It does not. You're correct.
How are you gonna enjoy that music?
I plugged in my very expensive earbugs into my Game Boy Color.
Shit.
It sounds like until a sound happens and then it goes away. But anytime there's sort of silence, like in between the Game Boy loading, it's like.
Okay. So you're playing on the Game Boy Color, you said?
Yeah, my Atomic Purple.
All right. So here's the hot, the real question.
What?
What color are you playing Pokemon in?
Oh, like at the loading screen?
Yeah.
You know I'm playing it in reverse, baby.
Oh, God.
I'm playing it in black with the dark, with the white outline. Of course.
Shit. Okay.
You got to play in that edgy mode.
No wonder you can't see shit.
Yeah, because it's all black. But yeah, that's honestly, I think that game holds up. There's some things that are annoying about it.
Okay, but it only holds up because Pokemon hasn't changed in 20
exactly
years.
Exactly the point I'm getting to, where playing Red has now made me less interested in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is the same game.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Sure, I can't catch a shiny, but I can make a Poliwrath with 100% fissure chance.
Hmm.
So, whatever. Who cares?
Damn, son. Damn.
So, yeah, that's Pokemon Red. I've also been playing Enter the Gungeon again.
Oh, yeah?
The roguelike. I think this year they came out with a Gungeons and Dragons. Gungeons and Dragons expansion. It's a free expansion. And there it's been a lot added to this game since I last played it. I don't remember if this was in it. I doubt it. But they've added gun synergies.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you have certain guns, they will like feed off each other and make a more powered up version of one of the guns.
Yeah.
Right? So one is... this one actually doesn't really make any sense. I don't know how it triggers. So you have this, it's like a mermaid shotgun, and it shoots water pellets. But if you have robot legs to walk faster, or I think it nullifies slows, you get a little flounder that follows you around. And not only does it block bullets that it's in front of, but if you go up to a chest, it'll tell you what is inside the chest.
Mm.
So if you don't want that item, don't use a key. Or if it's a mimic, shoot the shit out of it.
Mm.
And they have a lot of stuff like that. So I've been playing and I've been making a lot of progress. I've been doing the roguelike thing. I'm getting to a certain level. I'm dying, but I'm unlocking more things in the hub world that'll help me go farther the next time I play. There's a lot of cool stuff in that game. And just out of curiosity, I checked some of like end game content and what kind of runs people do. And man, there's so much replayability in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun. Very, very fun. Yeah, highly recommended. Much more so than when it came out. For sure.
Hmm.
Next one, I've been reading a new manga. It's called Chainsaw Man.
Excuse me?
It's called Chainsaw Man.
Oh, okay.
And that's not the that's not just the translated title. The title of the manga in Japanese is Chainsaw Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chainsaw Man in katakana.
Chainsaw Man.
So yeah, it is about a man who has a chainsaw. So no, basically what happened is that
tell me this is a wholesome tale. This man is just chopping wood.
No, it's dark as shit.
Oh, okay.
So this is about a man, or a boy, let's say, whose father died and left a 35 million yen debt to the Yakuza.
I understand where this is going.
And the Yakuza...
Came to collect.
And they said, boy, I don't give a fuck how you do it, but you owe me 40,000 yen by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or else you're dead.
Yeah.
And ever since he was a little kid... he's been living in pure poverty.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in this world, devils exist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
I accept.
Yeah, yeah. What happened is that he was, like, trying to scrounge up food, and one day he finds this chainsaw devil. It's like a little dog with a chainsaw for a nose.
right?
A dog with a chainsaw?
Yeah, so it's like...
Oh, because he's a devil.
Okay. Think of like a spherical dog. Like, it's almost like a very chibi dog.
Are we talking like a Pomeranian with a chainsaw nose?
Kinda, yeah.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah, man. It's kind of fucked. And so where the nose should be,
yeah,
a chainsaw pops out of it. And so something happens. They become friends, right? Because sometimes devils are nice. And basically the devil says, I like how positive you are. And like, I want to see your dreams. That's why I hang around with you.
Yeah.
And what happens a couple chapters later is like, it turns out that the Yakuza boss, he's a zombie lord. And he doesn't actually, like, he's ran out of uses for this guy. And he's like, listen, like a faithful dog, you've brought me money every single time. You lived in poverty, but I just don't need you anymore. And I need you to die. And so he reveals to the main character and to the zombie dog that, hey, even before that, the guy uses a zombie dog. They team up and they kill devils together in order to get money for the Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as the guy's trying to basically dispose of him, he chops the shit out of him. So it reveals that he's a zombie lord. All his other siblings, or not siblings, but like underlings, they're all like, hey, we're just in it for the power, and we're gonna fucking chop this guy up because our boss told us to. And they chop him up into itty bitty pieces. They throw him in a dumpster. Like, they show it. It's very graphic. But the chainsaw dog comes back because it turns out before they had made a pact. They're like, hey, if anything happens to you or you're gonna die, I want you to take over my body. Because I want you to be able to live.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the dog's body.
The dog says, if he says to the dog,
oh,
because you're a demon, I'm friends with you. If you're gonna die, just take over my body.
Yeah.
Right? And so the dog finds him in cubes. Then says, you owe me your dreams, basically, and fuses with the cubes, reassembles them back together, and he is now his human body, but infused with the power of chainsaws.
So he has chainsaw.
So he has a ripcord in his chest. And when he rips it, his hands, like from his forearms, two chainsaws come out, and from his face...
Oh my god.
A chainsaw comes out of his forehead and he gets like an armor mask and he becomes Chainsaw Man.
So that's his henshin?
His henshin is chainsaws come out of his body, brutally scarring him.
Oh! What is this concept?
It's fucking wild. But he kills all of the underlings. He chops the shit out of them. But it turns out because he got chainsaws coming out of his body, he loses a lot of blood. He becomes like anemic.
Then he faints?
He faints, but a shadow government organization shows up at the door. This is all the...
fucking course.
This is all the first chapter.
Okay.
Right? So shadow shady agent, government agent comes to the door and he's like, oh, we're too late because they were looking for the Yakuza boss. But they find the guy.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, oh shit, he's been infused. He's special. We're going to bring him in. And so what happens is that he went a life from poverty and murder to a life of not so poverty, but still murder. Because now he's working for the quote unquote good guys, which are the government. But as you continue, the government also turns out to be kind of shitty.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
But the comic is somehow both dark and hilarious because like the guy has lived in such poverty for so long that like his goals are so tiny where it's just like,
oh,
I just really want to eat rice.
Cause like he has yeah.
no concept. He's never gone to school. Yeah. He has no concept of what things are in this world, what the world has to offer. Right.
Oh, that's kind
of
adorable.
There's like a whole five chapters where his whole goal, his new dream is to touch boobs.
This man understands.
Right. He killed the devil in a certain way where his partner thought he showed compassion to a devil.
Yeah.
And he's like, but really, I just wanted my hands on that porn. Like, cause he had porn max. And he's looking through porn. He's like, I didn't know life could be like this. My new goal is to touch boobs. Right. And then it's like, he learns that, if you just touch boobs randomly, it doesn't really mean anything. But then someone he likes, like kind of uses that against him, but also for her to like motivate him to work harder. And it's just like, listen, like, I know you have a crush on me and blah, blah, blah. And like, then he feels boobs when he cares. And he's like, oh my God, these are great. Yeah. These are fantastic. But yeah, it's super dark. I think there's only like 50 chapters.
Okay.
It's relatively new. I'm on like chapter 11. Mm. But it's fucking great. It's super good. I asked my one friend, he reads everything. And I was just like, hey man, like, what do you think about Chainsaw Man? Is it good? He's like, Anthony, that manga is fucking rad. And I'm like, that's the exact descriptor I want.
Okay.
It's really good. It might be too gory and dark to get an anime release.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, highly recommended, Chainsaw Man. The only way to get it is through dubious means. So there's that. But then comes the big one. I've been playing more Death Stranding.
I feel like you haven't talked about this for a while.
I have not talked about it for a while because I haven't played it in a while.
Mm.
I was so turned off by what I was playing that I stopped.
So now you're turned on again.
Maybe. I don't know. So I continued through the game. I was like, let's get to chapter 3. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Here, chapter 3 is the big one.
Chapter 3 is that turning point. But even before that, as I'm getting through more of Tutorial Island, I recently unlocked a bike. It's a vehicle. So, well, I told you while I'm playing the game, like, if you're leaning too much to one side, you got to quap your way back to the other side and whatever, you got to stop falling over. Once you get on a bike, it does not matter how high your shit is stacked. You have perfect balance.
Okay.
Taking away the main walking mechanic made this game infinitely more fun.
But are you still just doing deliveries?
You're still just doing deliveries. And I've also learned going through Tutorial Island is that the reason I couldn't beat that one void out that one time is because I literally could not beat it. So when you get captured by the BTs, they drag you off away from your shit into another area. And you get this thing, I think it's called, in the game, it's called the Collector. And if it eats you, it causes the void out, right? But you can beat those things. You can fight it. You fight it by lobbing grenades that are made out of your blood, piss, and shit.
Huh.
Because it turns out your blood is special. Because you have Dooms, which has like some sort of BT detecting shit in it. But it also applies to your blood and your fecal matter and your pee. So every time you drink, you go to your private headquarters and drink 5 Monster Energy drinks and then take a piss, you get grenades. You get piss grenades. Oh my God. You get shit grenades and you get blood grenades.
What is this game?
And you can defeat otherworldly ghosts by throwing vials of your piss on them.
Is this art?
I don't know yet. Maybe. It might be. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But this is some wild shit. Like, you throw a blood grenade and it rains your blood. Ooh. Like, it's weird. The combat, not that fun.
Okay.
Because I'm just lobbing grenades.
Uh-huh.
And then here's the kicker, though. So if you have a blood grenade, right, it uses your blood. It's not that the blood is in the grenade currently. It's that you're using blood.
Okay.
So you now have a new item to stack upon all your shit that you already have, which is you have a container for every 5 grenades you use, but now you have a container for every blood bag you have. Because if you use too many blood grenades while using your own blood, you become anemic.
Oh my God.
So you have to carry blood bags. It's really fucking weird. Because the game wants you to travel as light as possible so you don't quap as hard.
Yeah.
Right? And especially even on the bike, if the more you carry, the faster your bike battery drains.
Yeah.
Right? But then as well, the game also punishes you for being ill-equipped. Because if you go into a BT area, which you will have to do, and you get caught, the only way to fight yourself out of it is with weapons. And if you don't have enough weapons, then you're fucked.
That's just economy. That's just balance, man. There's no min-maxing here.
It's but just that's the thing. There's no balance. Like, the amount of grenades you need to defeat one of the collectors is insane.
Oh.
Like, I need, like, 20 grenades, 5 blood bags just to get through this battle, right? And then you can preemptively do it, obviously avoid BTs. And then if you do get into the pre-takeaway state, you can get out of the muck. And then, like, I actually did this where I had some urine built up in my character and I just pissed on them.
Wow.
And then they went away.
Wow.
Right? But yeah, the combat's still not fun, but the story is getting way more interesting.
Okay.
And that is really the driving force. I got to the area where it would take you into the next map. Or the next instance, I guess, of America. But the lady came up. She's like, hey, just so you know, you're going to the next map. If you got any deliveries you need to do, you should probably do them now, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I tried to do some side quests.
Mm.
And, like,
so
they're so boring.
Oh, shit.
And they don't give you anything. They give you, like, delivery stats,
yeah.
But they don't give you, like, oh, you can, your grenades are more effective. Or, like, usually, like, stuff side quests give you, right? Like, they give you the power-ups that you're not going to get through the main story, and they're going to be very useful.
Yeah.
But in this one, it's just, like, cool, you have some more metal, and your boots are now worn, so you got to make more boots. And, oh, you got level 10 courier time.
Which
doesn't really do anything.
Mm.
Whatever.
Mm.
Like, it's super boring.
Mm.
Kojima spent a lot of fucking time on just walking. Or at least Kojima's team did. And the actual gameplay portion really is, I'm just a UPS driver.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
If the story wasn't so interesting, I don't think I'd be playing this game still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean,
apparently I get guns later.
Sure.
Which is cool. Like, I'll do it. Maybe I can shoot piss bullets.
Ugh, disgusting.
But yeah, you are Norman Reedus and his magic fetus delivering UPS packages across America while pissing on ghosts. This is the video game.
Huh.
And you're delivering free Wi-Fi.
Huh.
That's the game. Like, you go to different
key points. Oh, you're trying to connect the world.
Yeah. You deliver free Wi-Fi to cities.
Well.
Through a necklace.
Oh.
Because you have a Wi-Fi necklace.
Well, then. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm starting to learn more about different factions. There's one girl named Fragile. She can, like, teleport. She gave me an umbrella that lets me fast travel.
Oh. Seems useful.
Yeah. But it's not like I fly. It's not Mary Poppins style. The umbrella lets me teleport.
I see. Okay. Well,
yeah. It's a teleporting umbrella.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun.
I'm having a time.
Oh, you're having an experience.
I'm having an experience. The game is making me feel things, which is probably the definition for art.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's fucking weird.
Okay. I expect your thesis on this.
Yeah, like, I'll submit my 10-page single space paper.
End of the year, please.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, I guess on top of that, I caved. You know I caved.
Oh, I know you caved.
But I caved.
Oh, I know.
I sold my copy of Death Stranding.
Yes, you did.
And I bought another copy of Death Stranding.
Oh, yes, you did.
And viewers might be like, Anthony, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I bought the baby version.
Yeah. You bought the collector's.
I bought the collector's edition with the 1-to-1 magic fetus baby.
Yeah, you certainly did. I hope you feel proud about yourself.
I really like it.
Whew.
But also, I know it was a terrible purchase.
Ooh, yes.
So I don't know how to feel about my overall mental here.
Mm.
But I put batteries in the baby and it glows.
Okay.
It's a cool baby.
Mm. So when you bring a girl over next time.
Yeah.
Because I know you have it on display.
Oh, no. Here's the thing, though, because my area is currently under renovation.
Oh, okay.
So it's a barren wasteland. Okay. Everything's in boxes.
Oh, okay.
But when I do eventually set things back up, I will have a giant glowing baby next to my plush baby.
How do you explain this?
I I tell them the plot of the video game.
Oh my God.
Which is what I do with the current baby, because I own the babysitting mama baby.
And how has that worked out for you?
A lot of them go, what? What? You have a babysitting game? And then we play it, and then they shake the baby, and they're like, this is fun.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can say that about Norman Reedus and his magic fetus.
Yeah, like when they see that one, they're going to be like,
Yeah, yeah. Recently in my final Japanese lesson for the year, we had to say something we were very happy to purchase.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I picked Norman Reedus' magic fetus baby. And my teacher was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I showed her a picture of the baby. She's like, that's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of why I bought it. Like, because it's fucking weird.
It's very weird. But hey, good for you.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy, it makes you happy.
It makes me happy.
Be you.
Also, I got all gold armor for all my shit in
there. Oh, because the... Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that when that was announced.
Super tacky.
Oh, yeah.
Super tacky.
Well, at least you're be seen.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
So yeah, I'm still plowing through that.
Good for you.
I don't know if I'll finish it by the end of the year because the game's like 40 hours.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's my week.
Great. That's the show.
Goodbye.